This is New England Public Radio. Some states around the country are reporting more and more troublesome COVID-19 numbers, but Massachusetts officials are moving ahead with the state's reopening plan. Today, massages, nail salons, and indoor dining. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
The hot weather has arrived just as some restaurants will be able to start serving people in some air conditioning. But there are strict social distancing rules at work here, right?
There are, yes. The rules for indoor dining, which begins today, begin with, as most restrictions on businesses, with 6 feet of social distancing. So all tables set up inside restaurants must be separated 6 feet apart. If not, the administration has allowed for tables to be closer together, but I heard you talking about plexiglass, and you would have to install at least a 6-foot plexiglass barrier between all tables. Other rules include no seating at bars, parties would be capped at 6 people per table, and you are supposed to wear masks and social distance throughout the restaurant when you're not seated at your table and eating. So these are becoming sort of familiar patterns to these rules as businesses reopen, but this is the next phase as we go to restaurants, nail salons, other close contact businesses, like massage parlors and all of these places, individuals will have to be distanced, separated 6 feet from each other. Of course, not your nail person or your masseuse, but from other customers. So this is what the new normal looks like.
Even with the numbers falling, there are more than 900 people hospitalized for COVID-19 in Massachusetts. We're still seeing a couple dozen deaths per day. And there are huge decisions lying ahead around K-12 education. How close is the state to issuing some long-awaited guidance to local school districts?
We're expecting a full set of guidance from the Department of Early Education and Secondary Education this month. Commissioner Jeff Riley has already given districts some advanced notification telling them to stock up on supplies of PPE. It appears from that guidance that masks will be required for all students that can wear one, as well as staff. Again, desks would have to be separated 6 feet apart to keep that social distance, which would also mean smaller class sizes and probably smaller student to teacher ratios. But the rest of the plan, we are still waiting to see. Like I said, they said sometime in June, this would probably be going out to districts. And what we've heard a lot of talk about are things like staggered schedules, where some students may go for part of a week, some for the second half of a week. A lot of this could be left up to local districts, depending on their size. And Secretary of Education Jim Pizer has also suggested that virtual learning, while they are trying to bring schools back online, is not going away completely, and that will also be a part of the planning.
Tomorrow, the State Gaming Commission is expected to make a move on minimum safety standards before regulators let casinos reopen. The casino operators were not too hot on the draft proposals that they discussed last week. What are those rules, and which ones of MGM and the other companies concerned?
Yeah, a lot of new restrictions being looked at as they try to think about how to safely start gambling again. And they start with things like no poker or craps or roulette tables being open. Blackjack tables would have to have plexiglass installed to separate. Players would have to wear masks. And they're also contemplating the idea of capacity limits in these casinos. And it wasn't that one thing jumped out to some of the operators, but they were concerned about the cumulative effect of doing all of these things, and they weren't quite sure how they would comply with capacity limits without having a better idea of how much staff they would need on hand on the floors to also service those patrons and keep within the capacity limits. So they were going to go back and look and review all of these things and see whether or not they could make it work and communicate back with the Gaming Commission. So there does seem to be a constructive dialogue there, but it's going to be a tricky thing to bring these casinos back online in a way that does appear that it may be even more restrictive than we've seen in some other states like Connecticut.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Radio at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.